From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea, in for Ed Gordon. On December 13th, convicted killer Stanley Tukey Williams is set to die by lethal injection in California. But his pending execution has mobilized supporters who want his life spared. They argue that the founder of the Crips gang has turned his life around. Tomorrow, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger will meet with lawyers on both sides to consider Williams' last-minute appeal. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
From the streets of Los Angeles to the Austrian government, Tukey Williams supporters have been rallying for clemency. This week, leaders from the NAACP toured four California cities, asking Governor Schwarzenegger to spare the former gang leader and commute his sentence to life without parole. The call for clemency has attracted an eclectic group, including rapper Snoop Dogg, who was once himself a Crip.
To my young homeboy who ain't never getting out, here's a record for your homie, because I know you got that.
Snoop Dogg has recorded a song dedicated to Tukey Williams and others who are locked up. The song also features actor Jamie Foxx, who portrayed Williams in the TV movie Redemption.
Yo, this is Jamie Foxx giving a shout out to Stanley Tukey Williams. We got love for you, baby. Snoop, you're big for this, man. Let's make it work. Stay up.
Last week, Fox and Snoop Dogg also headlined an all-star Tukey Williams event in Los Angeles. They talked about how Williams has redeemed himself in prison. And before an audience of 200 children, they read excerpts from some of the anti-gang children's books Williams has written behind bars at San Quentin. 11-year-old Kevin Porsche quoted from Life in Prison.
What if I hadn't gotten expelled from high school? What if I hadn't co-founded the Crips? What if I hadn't ended up on death row?
Williams was convicted of the shotgun murders of four people and two armed robberies in 1979. He continues to maintain his innocence and refuses to apologize for crimes he says he did not commit. But police and prosecutors don't believe him, and there are those who will never forgive him for helping create one of the deadliest street gangs in America, the Crips. Wayne Owens says Williams must pay for having killed his brother Albert.
Maybe he's not the man he was when he went in there, but he is the man who did what he did. And if he has truly grown, then acceptance of that responsibility would be part of what we call redemption.
Last week, lawyers failed to persuade the California Supreme Court to block the execution, so Williams' life now rests in the hands of a man who, like him, was also once a bodybuilder, Arnold Schwarzenegger. The California governor has agreed to a closed-door clemency meeting with Williams' lawyers and the victims' families. Schwarzenegger has said he'll be wrestling with the decision.
Let me tell you, this is the kind of the toughest things to do when you're governor, because you're dealing with someone's life. When you have to make that decision. And I dread that.
Observers continue to speculate on the political implications of the governor's options that could come down to a last-minute decision late Monday night. From death row, Tukey Williams himself tells supporters to continue with his anti-gang crusade. Last week, he made a surprise phone call to the read-in event.
Stan, it's Jamie.
Hello, how are you, my brother?
I'm doing good, my brother.
Jamie Foxx held up the phone so the crowd could hear.
Regardless of whatever happens to me, whether I'm alive or executed, that all of you will remember me. And this isn't a goodbye. And the fact of the matter is I'm prepared for life, not death.
Unless Arnold Schwarzenegger intervenes, Stanley Tukey Williams will die by lethal injection sometime after the stroke of midnight on December 13th. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.